America, be Captain America.
Yeah, be Captain America to win the argument to speak to what's good about the world and not just wallow in what's wrong with it. I mean, no shit, things are fucked up right now. Anyone who's not an idiot can see that. You need a story like this needs to remind us about what's good in the world, and he never did that.
Then again, you didn't read it, and I didn't read it, so I still.
I read the Omega thing.
Oh, you read the Omega thing?
So you read the last chapter so of the book.
No, he read like the epilogue of the book. He didn't read the last chapter.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Captain America is supposed to be the ideal representative of all that's good in America and thus the world. And
he represents what America's supposed to be, if not what it, even though it's not what it actually is. He's kind of the ideal that we're supposed to be striving towards, you know? Kind of like how Superman is, only not, like, explicitly America with Superman.
But for all those people who got offended...
I can understand that. Captain America is an important character, and I feel like the character was disrespected.
Yeah, but we all knew it wasn't going to stick.
Yeah, no shit, but you're still playing around with it. In kind of a gimmicky way, I feel like.
Just because a bad thing isn't going to last doesn't mean it's not a bad thing.
Yeah. I mean, nothing ever lasts in comics. Speaking of which, guess who's back from the dead again?
Segway!
Yeah. Killed it. Killed it.
Oh, they will kill it.
Just like Magneto killed Jean Grey. Not anymore. Or actually, no, it wasn't Magneto. It was like some imposter like standing in for Magneto.
I don't know.
Zorn, I think.
Hasn't Jean Grey died a couple times at this
yes.
point? Yes.
Jean Grey died when she became Phoenix.
Yeah.
But then she died again when she became Dark Phoenix. And she died at least a third time, I think, in Grant Morrison's run.
Right.
Although there's a lot of like clones coming in and they were actually the ones who died and all the other horse shit. And
oh, Phoenix... so they were pulling a Spider-Man trick.
Yeah. Like the one who died in Dark Phoenix Saga, I think was retroactively made to be a duplicate that the Phoenix Force made, which I think should be ignored because it takes away the whole meaning and impact behind one of the greatest X-Men stories of all time.
Right.
So I tend to ignore the fact that it wasn't really Jean Grey in that story.
Well,
oh, but she's back again.
Yeah, they've done that a couple of times where they've taken a story that was fine as is, and let's retroactively screw it up.
Yeah, retroactive character assassination or story meddling can be a really frustrating thing. Like another good example is retroactive character assassination of Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, that definitely happened, and that was a terrible book, but I choose to ignore it completely.
That's another one that was so bad and was so against the grain of the character, I do not really consider it as part of
the name of that story?
Gwenpool? No.
I don't remember the name of the story arc. It had the Grey Goblin.
Yeah.
Who was Norman Osborn's kid with Gwen Stacy, because she cheated on Peter in Europe, and had the kids and like gave them up for adoption or some shit, but Norman Osborn actually raised them. See, it's already a stupid, convoluted story.
Well, so, and you know, how does assassination? I mean, that's a big hide.
Yeah.
A full pregnancy and delivery.
There was a...
Was she going to school in Europe or something?
There was a time in the John Romita era when Gwen Stacy was sort of separated from Peter for a while, but then they had their big reunion scene. I don't think it was implied that it was a year or 9 months or however.
Apparently it was.
It must have been.
At least, yes.
They definitely, I feel like, extended the separation there just probably to make that retroactive character assassination work, which was shitty of them to do. But I actually don't know the details about Jean coming back. Like,
I don't know either.
Is it
going to
be one of the X-Men titles, or is it going to be an event? Or
I assume it's going to tie into the whole legacy thing going on, or the generation.
Yeah, because the generation's going to have 10 issues, and they all tie into other...
Yeah. I know Jean Grey, the Phoenix, is one of those generations issues. So
I picked up my first one of those today with Ms. Marvel, Ms. Marvel.
Did you not pick up the Thor?
I didn't. I forgot that it came out. I should have... Damn, I need to track that down, I guess. That was stupid of me.
It's okay. It's not up to the standards as the rest of the Thor series.
Who wrote it?
I mean, Jason Aaron still wrote it, so... And it's still going to be probably important going forward, but...
Okay, so I need to find it.
Yeah, but it wasn't as great as the ongoing series.
Yeah, I must have forgotten that came out. But no, that should be cool. I should probably pick that up, too.
Yeah.
So, what is the deal with Legacy? Like, is there some sort of, like, time warp or something that's going on?
Something happened at the end of Secret Empire that you and I didn't read.
All right.
That... I don't know. Screwed something up.
Something to do with the Cosmic Cube, I'm guessing?
Probably.
And that's the only thing I could think of.
I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. You have Miss Marvel, and then Captain Marvel, so Carol Danvers can totally run into herself. Which I guess is true of Jean Grey, too, although that's at least a time... Well, the time-displaced version... They're both time-displaced versions of Jean Grey.
Yeah.
Man. This is getting convoluted.
Yeah, the time-displaced version of Jean Grey is now hanging out with another time-displaced version of Jean Grey. It's great. There's your Thor issue right there.
I'll have to pick that up in the near future.
Then, of course, they're all going back to, eventually, there'll be original numbering. But some of the things, it's like...
Original numbering in quotes.
Okay. Yeah, some of the things, I'm like, that's, you know, like, Gwynpool is having a legacy book.
Well, it's a legacy book, but it's still sticking with the same numbering.
Right.
Legacy is just the banner for it.
I assume that, yeah, if there's...
Right, and, like...
Winkle's a gag book, anyway.
Totally, totally Awesome Hulk is going to Hulk or something, and, yeah, all these other things, yeah.
Yeah.
Deadpool getting Legacy Book.
287.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Original numbering stopped mattered, in my opinion, when Action Comics and Detective Comics got away from their original numbering. That was the unbroken streak, and we're never getting back to that again. Oh, well, here is...
Here's your Jean Grey.
Yeah, Phoenix Resurrection.
Return of Jean Grey.
Matthew Rosenberg and Lionel Yu.
Matthew Rosenberg.
Well, that art should be solid.
Wow, and this is the centerfold we're looking at of Comic Shop News. It's actually a pretty neat little poster, if... You were so inclined to get a poster of that. What I assume will be the cover art of Phoenix 1.
The fact that it's Old Man Logan there instead of real Wolverine, though, kind of spoils it for me.
Well, I mean, at this point, Old Man Logan is just the normal Wolverine. I don't think... I mean, they'll bring the normal Wolverine back at some point.
Inevitably,
but,
yeah.
I mean... Honestly, Old Man Logan literally fills the exact same purpose.
Yeah, I mean, is there
he's the same person, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, Old Man Logan was a great way for them to kill off Wolverine without actually having to kill off Wolverine. Because all of Wolverine's bits can still be satisfied in the story by Wolverine.
So,
too much time displaced.
All right, so Tales of Suspense 100 featuring Hawkeye and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Now,
another one written by Matthew Rosenberg.
Okay.
How long has it been since they've had Tales of Suspense on the show? That was back in.
But it's only
Tales of Suspense 100 was changed to Captain America number 1. Which I have, and neither of those people are in it.
Well, technically, Bucky was Captain America for 5 minutes.
I remember
so
that.
That's the closest we're going to get on this one. But yeah, you're right. I don't think...
he was Captain America about as long as Sam Wilson was Captain America.
I'm trying to think of what... There was, like, a famous character, I feel like, debuted in Tales of Suspense. It wasn't Thor, because that was Journey into Mystery. It wasn't Spider-Man. That was Amazing Fantasy. Was Tales of Suspense Iron Man, maybe? Or
I think it was Iron Man and Cap were.
Okay. I know Hulk debuted in just Hulk.
Yeah.
He's actually one of the few besides the FF to debut in his own self-titled book. Yeah.
I
tell you what, though, Marvel's got Matthew Rosenberg writing
a lot of books. He is,
Iron Man's first appearance was Tales of Suspense 39, according to Google.
Okay, so that was it. But, yeah, I don't really know Matthew Rosenberg, but I've seen him mentioned on at least two titles that are coming out in the near future, so yeah.
He currently writes the Secret Warriors book, and I think he wrote the Kingpin book.
I've heard good things about that, but I never picked it up myself.
Yeah, he's an alright writer, but I don't see... Yeah, his name's not going to push any books by itself.
Oh, apparently Captain America's first appearance was in Captain America Comics.
Yeah, 1941.
Yeah. So, yeah.
One of the most Captain iconic America, covers of all time. Punching Hitler in the face.
Now, to add to your short list of people that appeared in comics named after themselves.
Yeah. Oh, and X-Men, of course, appeared in X-Men number one. So I guess it was...
Yeah, but that's not really a name of a character, per se. Yeah.
Yeah. But... Man, that was most of the prominent X-Men in that initial issue. You have Magneto, Professor X, Cyclops, Jean Grey, Angel, and Iceman.
Yeah, the original.
I mean, it's probably all the most famous ones besides Wolverine.
Yeah.
And now Deadpool, I suppose.
Deadpool's not an X-Man, though.
He's very much associated with him now, and that's a good point, Larry. Now, in at least the wider... culture now, maybe outside of comic shops, Deadpool is probably much more famous than most of the X-Men.
I mean,
he's probably more of a pop culture
icon
right now than Wolverine, even.
Yeah. Because Wolverine is still pretty, but he's always been attached to comics. Yeah, you know? Right. I mean, Deadpool is, I mean, there are plenty of Dead People fans that have no desire to read a Deadpool comic.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, man. I was just reminded of Logan, the movie that came out back in February. We're getting pretty close to the end of the year now. Not too many superhero movies left to come out. Probably time to start considering which ones were the best. Although we still got Justice League and Thor.
I'm excited for Thor. I'm still undecided about Justice League. Still going to go see it.
I anticipate that it's going to be hard for either of those movies to kind of dethrone Logan, which I would probably shoot from the hip say would be my top spot this year.
Well, Logan is probably going to be a different kind of movie than Thor or Justice League.
Oh,
very much
so. Oh, yeah. But I still count it as a superhero movie. Maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah, it is closer to
it's a Western,
you know,
is what it is.
Yeah.
But, a buddy adventure movie or something versus, you know, your traditional superhero fare.
It's not capes and tights, but
although this was the only one where we saw Wolverine in the Wolverine outfit in comic form, which is kind of a cheat, but still. Man, Guardians 2 is also very good, but just I guess as a more traditional superhero movie, that was the best one to come out this year so far.
Yeah, definitely had but of course.
Well, even Guardians is kind of...
But even then, that's a space opera. But then again, at this point, comic book movies have moved on beyond just being your typical capes and tights.
Yeah, I mean, even more traditional ones like Captain America.
Right.
Is more about, like, kind of spy thriller.
It's a corporate espionage movie, yeah.
But, you know, Logan just didn't... It almost felt like the first Terminator.
Yeah. Definitely Logan is further away from the quote-unquote traditional superhero movie spectrum than all the others.
Yeah, it didn't have that feel to it. It felt more like it was like an indie movie trying really hard to be serious, you know?
It was a damn good movie, though.
Oh, no, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah, it was very drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a superhero.
Well, the only thing that struck me about the movie leaving it was, man, they needed to just freaking leave instead of staying the night at places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like at that poor farmer's house or,
Doesn't pay to be nice.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we're like 10 miles away from the border in our safety, right? Let's take one more night to sleep. And you know you're being chased. You fucking know that. What are you waiting around for? Especially since, like, the kid can drive, although I guess I didn't know that at the farmer's house. Well, whatever. But if that's the biggest complaint I'm going to come up with, that's still, I think, pretty good. Oh, but in other movie-related news, there's another segue for you.
man.
It's confirmed now.
Segues.
Yeah. Confirmed now that J.J. Abrams is going back to Star Wars for Episode 9 after the exit of Colin Trevorrow. Colin.
Yeah.
So, well, why did he leave Star Wars? Isn't that where he wanted to be?
Abrams?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he left Star Wars. I think that they just contracted him for the one movie.
Yeah.
Because they had all three directors announced before they even made the first one.
The explanation for him not being on Last Jedi was something about scheduling conflicts, I think.
Yeah.
And so I guess after that it was just assumed that the ninth movie was up for grabs.
Yeah. But it's going to be good. Instead of him remaking, you know, Episode 4, New Hope, now he's going to remake Return of the Jedi.
I hope not.
So now we get to see the new retooled, reimagined Ewoks.
They're bound to be better than the original Ewoks because...
What are you talking about? They're great.
Force Awakens was the better version of New Hope, so we could at least hope for the better version of Return of the Jedi, but...
When will we actually get to watch the Ewoks eat the Stormtroopers afterwards?
Yeah.
For what? Batman?
I'm hoping for more.
Yeah, we didn't get those.
Really?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. J.J. Abrams did a good job with Force Awakens. I hope he does a good job with whatever Episode 9 is called.
I mean, he's made three Star Wars movies at this point. So.
Yeah. Star Wars.
I mean, it is worth mentioning, though, that of the three sci-fi franchise movies that he's made so far, I've only really liked one of them.
Okay. To be fair, the best out of the three rebooted Star Trek movies is the one he didn't direct.
Yes.
Buddy, I got some. I'll tell you that for a fact.
Well, maybe we can get
There's a list of
Simon Pegg to...
Well, no, somebody said they seen us on
the new Star Wars. Because he's a big Star Wars fan, too.
He wrote all of them. He wrote himself all the best lines, though.
If he writes himself into the movie and it's still pretty good, I'm fine with that.
I think I got six.
I have no problem with Simon Pegg. I like most of his movies.
Did you ever see Simon Pegg and Nick Frost do like the video where they were ostensibly making a shot-for-shot remake of New Hope, but they only got one scene done because Nick Frost was playing R2-D2, and he was actually like speaking the lines instead of like doing the beeping and looping noise. They were arguing about that. Like when C-3PO kicks him, he got all offended by it. It's a fun watch.
Right, I figured I could do that.
Peg and Frost Star Wars remake. I don't. You can probably search that. You can find it.
I'm sure. But yeah, it is. This is exciting news.
Yeah, essentially, then we make sure to look at this. What it's.
But that's way off in the future at this point.
But then again,
let's be realistic.
Han Solo.
The Last Jedi is not that far away.
And never got
right.
It's only about
3 months from now.
Yeah.
Is it coming out early December or closer to Christmas? Yeah. I honestly forget. I know it's December. I just forget exactly when.
I would probably say closer to Christmas, but I don't know.
Wow.
Well, I do believe it is supposed to be. But I am not 100% either. But we can activate Google Foo and see what it says.
Google Foo.
Saving us from ourselves since time immemorial.
Well, keeping us from having to remember anything. Google Foo.
Oh, man.
Actually, in this case, it would be IMDb, but whatever.
Well, you have to use that Google to find IMDb.
It's impossible to find IMDb without Google. Impossible.
I use Yahoo.
But some of I use Bing.
Well, so you use Google.
Bing's not terrible, but like.
But that's because Bing is Google.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the things that I made like. You know, someone was making like a fake Bing commercial. It's like, if you Google things with Bing, you'll find great results. I got fast results when I Googled with Bing.
December 15th.
Ah. So, mid-December.
Both.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a...
That poster looks vaguely familiar.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah.
It's called nostalgia.
What do you want from them, Larry?
An original story?
Not gonna happen, Larry.
Well, you're looking at the wrong franchise for that.
Apparently, none of them are original. Yeah,
even the first one didn't have an original story.
The trailer looked very reminiscent of Empire Strikes Back, but I guess that's not fair to say, not having actually seen the movie. But I don't care if they do. I loved Force Awakens. That was just a remake of New Hope in a lot of ways.
Well, and this is what, if it's going to be the same type of not a remake, and then that sets a tone, but it also means people aren't going to be upset by it. If this one is the same thing, they're just going to expect that with the next one.
I'm not offended by the broad strokes of these movies being the same. It's like, it was different enough that it wasn't like insulting, you know?
Well, okay.
But in any event, that is coming up fast, no. I'm trying to think of any other movies coming out this year that I give a shit about besides that and the ones we've already mentioned.
I definitely would be more likely to go see Thor than Star Wars.
Well, I'll go see both.
I'll go see neither.
I'm not sure if I'm going to go see Kingsman.
I like that the first one, Kingsman.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the first one. I don't have anything if it makes me laugh. And
If it's more of the same of the first one, then it's good enough for me.
Right, yeah.
Well, this one has significantly more Jeff Bridges in it, so that's a plus.
Also has Channing Tatum in it, too.
Yeah.
Which is actually, he's actually a pretty good comedic actor. He actually does have some really good comedic timing. So,
I mean, I enjoy most of the movies I've seen him in. Yeah.
So I did see a trailer, and there's like a bulletproof umbrella at some point.
There's a bulletproof umbrella, there's a machine gun suitcase, there's baseball grenades, there's a lasso that can like slice off limbs.
I was seeing the bulletproof umbrella, and I was thinking, yeah, that's not uncommon. There's bulletproof all kinds of stuff that shouldn't be bulletproof in other movies. There's a scene in The Walking Dead where dude was hiding behind a filing cabinet that stopped some machine gun rounds, and I was thinking,
who needs a...
Why not an umbrella?
They took all their documents. Man, that guy... They took all their documents in triplicate, so it was really thick.
Whoever had that filing cabinet really wanted to protect those files, so I want to know what's inside there.
Well, it was open.
Oh, it's bulletproof, but we forgot to lock it.
Damn it! I knew I forgot something. Oh, man. Oh, there's something I wanted to mention to you. Apparently we didn't get a record last week because you were LARPing?
No, I was not LARPing.
Oh.
I'm going to keep Gomer asked me, the same thing. So you were LARPing? I was like, well, no. There was no LARPing going on at the event I was at. I was not LARPing.
But see, I feel like you'd enjoy LARPing. You collect hand axes and riot shields. You already have the tools of the trade.
And the beard, you know?
Yeah. And let me phrase, allegedly, let's just throw that out there. But no, it wasn't. There's a difference between this was Dagengar or something like that, Bellahurst or something.
So he's gonna get you with the technicalities. It's not a lot. Well,
okay, there was no actual role playing going on. This was an event where people fight with foam weapons.
Okay, so...
But it wasn't, like, there. It wasn't LARPing, like, where they act no, like vampires and...
Okay,
you know,
so no one was a dwarf or a orc
right.
or anything. But people just like, hitting each other with bats.
Yeah, there were some people that were dressed up in makeup, but no, it's a contest about fighting with foam bats.
Did you fight?
No, I didn't go there to fight. I went there to bat.
I guess you gotta make it fair for the others, right, Larry?
I was invited to run a Magic the Gathering draft there.
Okay. I guess I can see the crossover there.
Between whacking people with foam swords.
Well, I don't play know. A game
and calmly playing cards, yes.
Yeah. They're both, I guess, quote unquote, geeky pursuits, although not necessarily the same type of geeks go out for each of those things. But hey, I guess the fine folks at Wizard thought it was close enough for having a draft there.
Well, the Wizards wasn't the people that invited me, so it was the people that run the event.
Oh, well, they thought they should have Magic then, I guess.
Yeah, and they had some Magic players and stuff there, so there was some Magic played. Yeah.
Well, did you have fun?
It was nice out there. It was Montgomery Bell State Park, which, you know, there is a middle of the middle of nowhere, and that apparently is it. Like, there is a more nowhere than middle of nowhere.
So you guys were doing a magic trap, like, out in the open air?
Well, it was a cabin in the middle of, but essentially. They have a feast hall, campground, cabin thing.
I don't know why, but I just... I feel like that's kind of weird to be playing Magic out in the sunlight. Those things should not go together.
It was after dark.
Ill bird, my Magic cards.
Well, that and their pasty skin, of course. Take that, Magic players, said the comic book reader. Yeah, I
have no, movies.
I have no room to throw shade.
But they made movies about what you...
Ah, true.
Yes.
My camp has so won now, the pop culture war.
Exactly. Now you can pull. You're the comic book hipster. You love comic books before everybody else did.
Yeah. You know, that is kind of a thing, right? Where, like, you grow up in, like, high school and middle school or whatever. It's like, oh, man, I'm going to have to take shit for being a nerd. But then, like, a few years later, everyone knows who Thor is.
Yeah.
And, like, you can name the whole roster of the Avengers. Like,
Yeah, but if you actually...
Right, I'm a nerd, what of it? Oh, hey, that's cool, man. We're all nerds now.
Nah, if you read the books, then you're a nerd, you know. Because it's the reading that makes you the nerd, not the comics.
Because
sadly, there's plenty of pop culture people that collect the comics. They may not know how to read them, but they collect them.
Know how to read them?
Maybe they don't. I'd like to think they're literate, man. I feel like you're really all over them here.
Maybe. I'm sure
it's not that complicated.
Are.
It's like normal reading. You just read from left to right. You know?
Occasionally, you might come across a big splash page where you have to kind of interpret where to go next. But for the most part, I'm sure they could acquit themselves just fine.
Well, you know, it saddens me to think how many comics I buy for people who will not read them.
I do think that it's a shame to get a comic that you never read, unless, of course, you're getting one of your...
Like, the older...
One of the ones that, like, loses thousands of dollars of value if you try to read it.
Yeah.
In most cases, though, yes, you should totally...
I do have a box holder that... gets everything digitally and collects paper comics.
That's odd.
He never reads them.
So I'm assuming he pays
only
for a subscription, but for like Comixology or something?
Something like that, yeah. He'll only read digital comics now and then he'll collect the papers. So it's
I envy that guy's disposable income.
Right? It's like he's buying them twice. Okay.
Oh, and then he puts them in his bulletproof filing cabinet.
Maybe.
So that he can port people in the zombie apocalypse.
Then he forgets to lock it.
The fool. Oh, well.
I'm going to sell all of these comics during the zombie apocalypse.
That's when they're really going to go.
Just think. Yeah, well, just think. After the zombie apocalypse is done, all of the comics are going to be, like, pretty much destroyed, except for that pristine collection that one guy has. Think about the how much of value that skyrocketed.
He's playing the long game, that
exactly.
Guy.
Well, and then, you know, you've got to kill him as a zombie to get it, you know.
Yeah. Well, I hope his scheme doesn't pan out because I don't want a zombie apocalypse to happen.
Yeah, I wonder if a zombie apocalypse did break out, how many people would shoot somebody just because they didn't like them?
I swear he was a zombie, you know?
Right, right. It's like, that zombie looked at you! What are you talking about, Bob? Why don't you shoot me?
I think you have to be brutally honest with yourself sometimes and acknowledge that I'm not making it past the first week.
You know, I'm working on it.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, I'm taking up parkour.
I don't have any weapons, but even like the real way to survive it, of course, would be to have like a nuclear bunker or something to sit into and just wait it out.
No, the real way to survive apparently would be to have a lot of fat friends.
Because you can run faster.
It's like outrunning the cops, I assume.
I'm going to be
Just can't be the slowest.
Amongst most people I know, I'm pretty slow of foot, I'm afraid. So, yeah.
So you're the fat friend? Is that what you're saying?
I am more the fat friend than I am the guy who survives, if I'm being honest with myself.
Now,
Well, Zombieland had a lot of good tips.
It really did. Do your cardio.
The first one to just go thinking that. Face.
Yeah. And sadly, really, not that I'm in the greatest of shape or anything. Although, I'd like to think
after
I'm
that
like,
parkour,
I was totally bullshit.
I know.
That.
Yeah. No one really thought you were doing parkour.
What? My fat ass doesn't look like it could jump up a wall.
I didn't say that. I just know you are not the type of person who would do parkour, personality-wise, not in shape-wise.
I would if it was air-conditioned.
There you go.
Well, you can go to parkour gyms, which are air-conditioned.
You could practice in air-conditioned facilities. I don't know of one in the area.
I'm sure there is, though. I'm sure you can find one. Yeah. You know?
I'm sure they exist.
You got to screw me with tonight.
Well, no, come over here and I'll tell you.
I got over here.
So, Jimmy, do you want to come introduce yourself to our podcasters?
Who is this Jimmy?
I don't know.
He's our Spider-Man expert.
We are?
Yes! You are on it already, talking about us screwing you, so... Then just leave your credit card.
Things seem pretty dire over there.
Yeah.
Got a running clock going on buying comics.
It's okay.
I feel like I've paid for this building 12 times over.
Well, thanks for giving us a place to hang out.
It's okay. Larry's working on it.
Well, now we know where all that renovation money is coming.
I think Larry's doing some money laundering on the side.
Who knows? I don't. I can't confirm or deny that.
Did you ever see that Netflix show Ozark?
No.
About money laundering? It's pretty good. You should see it.
That had
Jason Bateman.
That's right. He's one of those guys who's like, I can't ever remember his name. Like, I know
you know
him.
His face, yeah. But you can't. Yeah.
Like, I keep wanting to say, like, Michael Cusack or like that. The dude from Hot Tub Time Machine. I can't remember his name. Another guy I can't
John
remember.
Cusack.
Yeah. I can't remember the name of the guy, but I definitely recognize him and know stuff that he's been in. Man. The Serendipity was the shit. But no. It's all right, honestly. And it did teach me a good word.
Serendipity.
Yeah. Oh, man. We have really hit the bottom of the barrel now. We're talking about serendipity.
Did you hear that Toys R Us filed for bankruptcy?
I did. I saw like people reacting like, okay, millennials have gone too far. We got so used to killing things that we don't even kill
That's
just
not
good
our
things.
Fault, though.
We're killing good things now.
It's not our fault Toys R Us is running a bad business model.
Well, yeah.
That doesn't clean stores and has overpriced toys that you can get cheaper everywhere else.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely have fond memories of going to Toys R Us as a kid.
Exactly, but have you gone there recently, man?
Well, of course not. I'm not a child.
I'm just saying.
I'm not the target demographic, and I don't have kids of my own, so.
Well, I buy a Transformer every once in a while. They're a good place to check. But it's a very depressing.
That does sound like a sad shopping experience. But, no, I mean, I'm saddened.
They're not going out of business.
Oh, that's good.
As of yet, they're not going out of business.
Yeah, but you gotta feel like this is heading in that direction.
Well, their plan is to file bankruptcy to help clear their current debt so that they have money for the next upcoming holiday season.
Okay.
Actually stock their stores.
I will be very morose if I ever hear that Toys R Us is going away for good. So I hope
still,
that it doesn't come to that.
It doesn't surprise me anyway.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's all brick and mortar stores. I feel like struggle at least a little bit in the internet age, but Toys R Us especially. I mean, it's just much easier to get toys now.
Really, yeah. And honestly, most of the toys that are at Toys R Us, you can get at Walmart, anyway.
Yeah. So it's Walmart's fault, not the millennials. Although you know how we millennials love to kill things.
We do. We love killing things. We love getting participation trophies about killing those things.
Yeah. I mean, I just came on my way from killing the jewelry business on my way to killing home ownership.
Exactly.
Because fuck those things. Right?
Yeah, who wants a home? I love paying rent.
I mean, I pay what I can afford to fucking pay.
I love paying rent that changes every
year. Yeah. So, yeah. We millennials. I saw a thing somebody put together one time where it was like, nervous man walks into a dark alleyway, looks around, not knowing what to expect. All of a sudden, millennial steps out of the shadows. You got the money? Hey, yeah, I got the money. Can you guys really do it? Can you really kill an industry? We've done it before. We'll do it again. Which one are we talking about? Plastic cups. All right. In a few days, another millennial will contact you about payment. Deliver the payment to him, but at that point, there will be no turning back. Within the week, the plastic cup industry will be dead.
No, the plastic cup industry won't be dead, because we still need those red Solo cups.
Do we, though?
I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot of parties going on out there.
Yeah, that's true.
People don't want to do dishes.
What are all the things that... I mentioned diamonds, because, you know, objectively, that is a stupid thing to waste money on. Being honest.
And I don't have disposable income to spend on it.
That too.
I use all my disposable income on comic books.
I cannot afford to spend money on something that has no practical purpose whatsoever. And doesn't even give you the enjoyment of the world. Also, one of those is like 100 comic books.
Yes.
That too. I mean, that was the other thing someone pointed out, that, like, somebody wrote an op-ed at some point talking about how millennials need to save up for a house instead of buying avocado toast or whatever, and, like, some other dude's like, a fucking piece of avocado toast costs $7 at Fastball.
That's still an expensive piece of toast.
It is, but it's less than, like, $200,000 for a house.
It is.
You'd have to buy, like,
thousands upon thousands of pieces of the avocado toast to make up that.
Well, if you have one every day, adds up.
That's true, but I don't know that many people who have avocado toast every day. I know, I don't. I actually don't even like avocados, but...
Yeah, avocados are weird.
I think that makes me a weird person. It seems like everyone is obsessed with guac and avocados.
Yeah, I'm not a big avocado fan either.
I accept that makes me weird, but...
And I also don't like the word guac.
See, I think when you say wok, I think you mean like the cooking manner, like a wok.
Like yeah, wok, like stir fry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
DK,
yeah.
DK, yeah, the same thing. With, you know, like you take a picture of us.
Lazy, Speaking of laziness, apparently you're still working on the jury video, right? Eventually we're
going to replace it. Yeah, well, that's not me being lazy. That's just me doing my civic duty.
Yeah. The only time I've ever been summoned to jury duty in my life was for a county I no longer lived in, so I'm like...
So you got off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still live in my county.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
You were telling us about it earlier, and I don't want to get into it again.
Well, I can't bring it up.
Yeah.
Anyway...
Oh, man. Well, we're kind of spinning our wheels here. Maybe we should wrap it up without Larry. Did we ever do the intro?
No, we never do the intro. Why would we do an intro?
Larry, we need to do an intro so we can do an outro.
Text me a budget.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, the honest trailer for Wonder Woman came out.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, they acknowledge that at the end of the day, it's an important but flawed movie.
Yes.
It provides an inspiring figure for women to root for in the theaters, and that's a great thing, but it does also end with a Percy Dub Tonsil's Englishman shouting video game dialogue at her while shooting lightning.
Yes.
So, both of those things are true.
I just think it's funny that the most successful DC movie is the movie that copies the Marvel formula the closest.
You're not wrong. Wonder Woman is a solid B.
Yeah, like, but it almost follows close to a T of a formula of most of the Phase 1 Marvel movies.
Yes. And there's a lot of broad strokes that are similar to Captain America, both the war setting and, you know...
Period piece.
And a guy called Steve crashing a plane to save humanity.
Yeah.
but... I am glad that DC got an unqualified success.
Yeah, it's still a good movie. I'm not bashing it. I just think it's funny.
Yeah. It's undeniable at this point that what Marvel is doing is working, and everything else DC has done did not.
I'm very interested in Justice League. Not because I'm really interested in the Justice League movie itself, but I'm interested in the whole two-director thing going on. And I'm interested in it as a production.
Well,
not necessarily as a Justice League movie.
As far as I can tell, like 98% of the work was done when Joss Whedon had to step in.
Yeah, but I mean, they're still editing the thing, and there's a lot of reshoots.
I hope it's good.
I hope it's good. I almost never hope a movie's bad.
Well, Joss Whedon is in the perfect place because it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. Right, it doesn't matter. Because if it's bad, it's Zack Snyder's fault. If it's good, it's Joss Whedon's fault.
Right.
Joss Whedon's fault for it being good.
Yeah, it's your fault. It's good. Now we have to watch Justice League 2.
Nice one, Joss. I guess that's another successful superhero team movie for you, you son of a bitch.
Now
you can make a sequel and kill off another one of our beloved characters.
Yeah,
and have a romance between Wonder Woman and, let's say, Cyborg out of fucking nowhere. makes it bad as much as Black Widow and Hulk. That really did just, like, pop up out of the ether.
Now,
We've just let Lego, whoever did the Lego
oh,
movie,
shit.
Do.
There is a new Lego movie. I actually Ninjago? Want to see Ninjago.
I do want to see Ninjago.
Every Lego movie has been
the
delightful
two, the
so
two
far.
That you've seen. Yeah, the two.
Lego Batman, Lego movie. Was that the only
I still one? Hold that Lego Batman is the best Batman movie that's ever been made.
In a long time, at least.
Yes.
So, Lego Justice League. There you go. That's what we need.
You know?
Well, they do,
I can
they
see
do
it.
Have Lego Justice League movies, but they're not the
I
same.
Mean, the
they're,
Justice League has been in both of the Lego movies so far.
I know. But like they actually have Lego Justice League. I think the last one they fought Bizarro or something. But they're
but like, it's like direct to DVD.
Yeah,
not,
they're like direct to DVD really shitty.
Really?
Yeah. Not wow. theatrical
I
releases.
Did not know that.
And it uses actual CGI computer generated stuff instead of the stop motion that the movies use.
Well, honestly, that's lame then.
Yeah, I know.
Do they do actually do stop motion for
I
the
I don't know if it's actual stop motion, but it
I
looks
know
like it.
Yeah, that's the style, and I know they say that you can build every scene in that movie with Legos.
Right.
If there is CG in there, it's done well enough that you can buy that this was them actually playing with Legos, you know.
Yeah.
Apparently, this
I'm sure,
one they're gonna.
I'm sure it is CG
is like
because it's a lot easier to do than stop motion. I would imagine.
Yeah.
But,
well, I mean, look how fucking long Kubo took to make.
Kubo took forever, but Kubo's a great movie.
It is. Yeah. It was fantastic. That was. I didn't see it till it was on Netflix, and I feel bad for not because apparently it did not do well at the box office.
Well, most of
Laika.
Yeah, most of Laika's movies don't do very well in box.
I know,
office.
I've never seen Box Trolls.
Box Trolls is good. Paranorman's good.
Yeah, Paranorman's great.
Coraline's great.
To answer your question, or to answer your request, this is Geeks of the Square Table, episode 174.
Oh, next week's another Divisible by 5, or 25, rather.
Oh, man.
I'm your host.
Are we going to have another rebranding? Is it going to be Geeks and Square Table Legacy?
Actually, Geeks of the
time,
Square Table.
Geeks of the Square
but this
Table
time,
point 0.1.
You know how Legacy is renumbering to original numbers? We're going to renumber to a number
so
1.
On episode 176, we're going to be Geeks of the Square Table now. And then on episode 200, we renumber back to our original numbering.
At which point, all new.
All new, all different Geeks of the Square Table.
But is that 177? 178?
Although, at least Marvel changes the creative teams. I don't see us doing that anytime
Fair soon. Enough. We are getting costume changes every episode, though.
That's true.
That is true.
You can't see it right now, listeners, but we are all
doing
it.
I am wearing different clothes than when I wore last time.
We're doing a Hellboy cosplay right now. I'm Abe Sapien. Larry's Hellboy.
Last week was Yellow Spandex. Y'all missed it.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness we didn't record for that one. We would have had ourselves too constricted to speak properly.
Oh, man. Larry wears Yellow Spandex while he's LARPing. That's facts I didn't need to know about you, Larry.
I'm just picturing you in, like, the Kill Bill jumpsuit.
Doing your parkour, fighting off all those people with your foam sword.
So dude, you're just, like, walking in the park, and you just, like, spring out of the woods and attack them with your foam
axe. You know, of course, it actually, a lot of times, is probably pretty fun. I've honestly never done it, so.
I'm sure it is fun. I'm sure it's a blast.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a good old time.
Yeah, I've had some friends throughout the year who've done it. Yeah, or years, I
Honestly,
should say.
Honestly, my biggest thing that keeps me from doing it is my lack of crafting skills to put together costumes.
We don't need to craft. You have Mjolnir now.
Oh, that's true. I guess
just
I
wrap
I
it up with packing foam, and there you go.
Yeah, I guess I could get this child's costume.
Yeah, that's they actually had a lot of people that did all that make all that stuff, and I think one of them was called like Foam Forge, and there was a place called Good Basic Garb that had, you know, period clothing. And, you know, there was leather works and all this other stuff. And, you know, there's one company that I forget what they said the name was that made leather armor and stuff like that. There's really high quality. But apparently they make most of their money at fetish conventions with leather gear. Here. Yeah.
I can see it.
What? Wetter's leather? Leather or something like that? Yes. Wetter's leather goods.
That honestly sounds a little cringy to me.
That sounds like they make most of their money at a fetish convention.
Which, hey, apparently that's also a big investment thing. But getting your
handcrafted leather gear is, you know, I mean, it's there's definitely a craftsmanship to that.
Speaking of fetish conventions, though, we got that GIMP alien.
You did,
Mr. Potato Head in, which is fantastic.
And a GIMP predator.
Tater,
and yeah.
Is definitely lives up to the name.
My favorite part though is they took the arm off of him in the packaging and it's behind him now. So now it looks like he's giving himself a reach around in the rear.
Did you take a good look at GIMP Tater?
No, I feel like I don't need to see that.
But he also has that small mouth that's like, you know, the small alien mouth that's up front, but it just looks
like it looks like they're wearing a gag. And then we also got a Predator, although they totally dropped the ball by not naming it that. Yeah, they got a Predator Potato Head, and I don't know who signed off on the gag in Motherhood. How this could look like anything other than a GIMP suit is beyond me. I can only kind of project a xenomorph on this by being told that that's what it's supposed to be. Did they get rid of the dildo tail?
No,
it's there.
I noticed it didn't make it onto the box art. They knew not to let spring that on people until they had already made the purchase.
Let it spring on people.
You know, that works both as an alien reference and as a S&M reference. Lord.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a thing.
Predator doesn't look too bad, though.
I mean, Predator looks like the Predator, sure. I mean, it's kind of a goofy version of the Predator, but of course it is. It's Mr. Potato Head, so.
Yeah.
Nice fishnets. He's alright, though.
Yeah. He's got the claws and the dreads and the mask. But yeah.
But he doesn't look like he needs a safe word.
This is the most awful thing, seriously. Oh. And if you want to get yours, come on down to Comic City 2. Your leading source of all the S&M Mr. Potato Heads in the Madison area. So could they just not fit the arm on there? Was there not room in the box? Why did they do it like that? Oh dear Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's also the Ant-Man one. But that one's not quite as much fun.
Yeah, you know, this one isn't too bad.
I mean, it looks like Ant-Man. I mean, props to him for that. What's the potato pun for Ant-Man?
I think that's probably why they stopped giving him potato pun names. They just can't.
They gave up after a while.
Yeah,
you
know.
The quitters.
Well, after Darth Tater, there's really nothing else. Yeah. Nowhere else to go.
You've reached the pinnacle.
Yeah, it's... You have peaked. There's nowhere to go but down from Darth Tater. I mean, they proved that immediately with Masher Yoda. That's just the shit.
Masher Yoda. I like that one, though.
I don't want to say your opinions can be wrong in most cases, but that's a wrong opinion you have.
Asher Yoda is awful. I mean, they're not gonna find a pun for Yoda, so they.
They should have just given up while they were ahead, like they did with Ant-Man. Yam Man? I don't know. Ant Yam? Oh, well.
I mean, the alien wouldn't have a good pun name either, but I guess he doesn't need it with the way he looks.
Yeah. I mean, the name might have helped that. So people would not immediately see it and think, why did they make Gimp Suit Mr. Potato? But, hey.
Well, on the subject of toys, y'all heard about Toys R Us.
We actually brought it up while you were over there.
Wow. Yeah.
Now it's filing for bankruptcy. Hopefully not going to be killed for good, but...
Yeah, I'm sure, Jeffrey and the gang will get bought up by somebody else, at least, if they don't. Now, they're doing the restructuring, because they've essentially been bought or whatever by, some group to get the 5 billion or million or trillion or whatever they owe. Now, I think it's more money than I'll see.
Yeah, probably.
Not if you sell enough of these Gimp Suit Mr. Potato Heads.
Yeah, there's going to be a high margin on those.
Hot taters.
I feel like it's staring at me.
I like how the Ant-Man one, though, the O, has a creepy little mustache there.
Yeah. Now, the Ant-Man is a little bit older than these other two, which are brand spanking new, I think, right?
Right.
Or
right.
To the store, at least. Yeah. But, yeah, could you just turn it completely away from me? Oh, God. Okay.
Turn it around.
We need to end. I need to get away from this thing. Oh, right. I forgot. there's no escaping Gimp Suit Mr. Potato.
things that should be on a bumper sticker for 100, Alex.
Oh, wait. Okay, just... Blackface Mr. Potato Head will have to... Black... I know that's not what they're doing, but, like... It's okay. Alright, so
final thoughts?
This has been Taylor. And I'm going to be haunted by Gimp Suit Mr. Potato Head for the next few days, I'm sure.
If I could only find a way to sneak it into his classroom. Sit there in the corner.
Holding the wallet.
Also into the shop, we got these cool-ass hammers I got myself. I mean, it's like a child Halloween prop, but it's still, pretty cool.
Can we get the correlating costume?
I don't think I can find one that fits. But,
just make it fit, it'll be alright. Learn some of that crafting.
I feel like those are words that never lead to good situations. Negative.
It's alright.
Whatever. Final thought.
My name's Adam. First off, good final thought. Let's see. So, I've been watching recently a new show that just came out on Netflix, American Vandal. If you haven't seen that, you should. It's hilarious. It's a very good show. It's sort of a parody of How You Make a Murderer. But it's actually a lot deeper than that, so you should definitely check it out if you haven't.
Is
it's a great
it
show.
Explicitly a spoof?
I mean, kind of. I mean, it's not... It's taking the format of that show, and doing a spot on take of that show, but over material that is dumb.
Okay.
But it's actually a really good show. It's a really well made show.
And so it's how to make graffiti or something.
Kind of. Then, yeah. It's about a high school student who gets framed for spray painting a bunch of dicks all over his teacher's cars, and it's about the high school documentary team trying to figure out who actually spray painted those dicks on cars. So it sounds stupid, and it is stupid, but it's actually really well made, and it actually does a really good job of showing kind of the high school social dynamic better than any other show that I've actually seen. So.
Okay. Well, give that a shot. Although, in the near future, all my Netflix time is going to have to be devoted to Stranger Things.
Yes.
About a month out from that.
I haven't you guys seen it yet?
I have not, because I would be
great.
Terrified seeing it.
Well, the main kid from Stranger Things is in it, and he
is the one who plays Mike.
I think so. The leader kid.
Sure.
Yeah.
The one who has 11 living in his basement.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. He's in it, and he's fucking hilarious.
Okay. I do hear it is fantastic.
It is a good
not
movie.
Not even just from a horror movie perspective, but like it's kind of a good like.
You know, I watched it, thing. And it honestly didn't scare me, really at all. But it was very well made.
The way it's written isn't necessarily a scare like
right.
traditional horror. It's more of a suspense,
right?
Thriller type.
And it does a good job of fleshing out the characters. So. You actually care about the Losers Club. Yeah. So, it's a good movie. I'd recommend it.
So,
if you can get over your fear of clowns.
I heard that apparently...
Is it worse than Kip Tater? Clowns?
No, nothing's worse. But I heard that some place in Texas, I don't know if it was Alamo Draft House or someplace, did like an all-clown screening.
It was Alamo Draft House. They were doing that in response to, remember when they tried to do the all-women screening of Wonder Woman?
Yeah, and then a bunch of, I think, dickheads on the radio did a men's-only screening.
Yeah, a bunch of dickheads on the radio and the internet started protesting, saying it was discrimination.
Okay,
even though they could go to literally any other screening at any other theater.
It wasn't an early screening. It was came out. They did theirs the week after Wonder Woman came out.
So, but whatever. But as kind of a joke and a parody on the all women, we're just gonna have an all clown screening of it.
Okay, well. That's some good humor, then.
Yes.
Although, I feel so much pity for anyone who accidentally walked into that theater. Okay, I'm here to see it. Oh, God! Pennywise is everywhere.
I'd love to just see the look on someone's face. They sit down.
Never
that's a clown? In. Okay.
Which would be scarier?
Then there's another one. Oh! There's a clown.
Okay, so which would be scarier? Going into the theater and it's nothing but clowns in you, or there being one clown, and you don't see him until, part of the way into the movie, and then you just got to see him out of the corner of your eye?
No. You show up early so you can see the trailers, and then, one clown shows up, two clowns show up, and a couple more. And it slowly just starts filling up with clowns.
That's a nightmare. I think we're talking about it before, but apparently clowns are taking umbrage with it, saying that it's gonna predispose people against clowns and kind of.
I think people are already predisposed.
Yeah, that's the
clowns.
Thing.
Well, okay, first of all,
make people scared of clowns. They made it because people are scared of clowns.
Right. Well, it did cause a generation to be scared of clowns.
But then at the same time, you have people running around in the woods last year dressed as clowns. I feel like just clowns, whatever
the current status of recent It releases are inherently scary to a lot of people.
Right, right.
Least, okay, a clown out of context is scary to a lot of people. A clown at a birthday party, a clown at the circus. Yeah, sure, that's a place you can see clowns. You can be delighted by their antics. Anywhere else, I'm probably going to be a bit unnerved to see a clown just walking around, like, in the dark.
Have you seen a lot of clowns walking around in the dark?
Personally, no, but there were all those widespread reports of, like, clowns just scaring people through the summer of 2016. It's to the point where eventually some dude started dressing up as Batman. It's just walked up and punched the people who were dressed up as clowns. Yeah. 2016 was a weird year.
It was.
Yes, I'm sure there were plenty of people, in the 60s and 50s that were afraid of clowns. Something is probably caused most people as a small child to be afraid of clowns.
Yeah.
And for a whole generation, that was them watching It on TV.
I don't believe anybody being actually scared of that TV special.
The old TV movie is not super
scary. Well, yeah, you don't believe that, but I know people.
I know.
I mean, I can get.
You're talking about people that were.
Yeah, I know.
Watched it in between the ages of 5 and 10.
Yeah. And it's worth mentioning that Adam and I are from a generation where it just looks hokey as shit to all.
Right, like, now, and of course, it's the people that would be right in between us that would have been the prime age to be scared. Now, or if you would have seen it as a 5-year-old. You probably would have been more scared.
Tim Curry's performance is a really good performance. So, I mean, I could see Pennywise himself probably scaring some people, but made for TV movie, man, it was some horrible production values. It's not.
Violence. When they're yelling in Spanish next door, I never know if I should call the cops. And like,
don't call the cops. Bad. You don't want the cartel coming back.
I never know if there's violence or celebration. Like, it just all sounds like random foreign language excitement screaming.
I think when in doubt, just like maybe go in. Look if you have to, but don't call it just based off of the
yelling. I wouldn't, of course. Yeah. But a lot of times then you hear kids screaming, and I wonder what, and random thuds. Hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's a weird combination of sounds. But no, I wouldn't just say, hey, there's loud noises next door. I'm not a lady in her 90s.
Yet.
Medical technologies, anything is possible.
You know, you are a lot closer to an old lady in her 90s than you're not. I'm just personality-wise getting there. Little crotchety.
How many just old ladies in their 90s do you know that go LARPing in spandex?
It's a fair point. I don't know very many who go LARPing in spandex.
You know.
I'm just picturing Larry just he's doing parkour in the woods, in the park in the weekends.
He's LARPing in spandex and he's throwing his magic cards at people as magic spells.
Y'all keep it up, I'm gonna moon y'all. Just saying.
Divination.
You actually named a real card.
That's
very
good. One of those broken ass cards, though. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's permaband, right? I don't even play Magic, and I know it. It's a pretty famous card. But, yeah. Anyway, sounds like we're done.
Well, no, you're wrong about the status of the card.
Oh, is it not banned?
You are confusing it with other things.
Divination is the one that lets you get it's just draw two cards, right?
Something like that, yeah.
That's a damn. I mean, that's not gonna
But it's all about the cost. The one that's banned in almost everything is Ancestral Recall, which is one mana, draw three cards.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. that's the Uber banned
that
one.
That is overwhelming hand advantage.
Yeah, exactly. That's also like $800 to $2,000.
Why would you pay that much for something you can't even use in a tournament?
Well, you can use it in one type of tournament.
Oh, they're like Uber tournaments where there's no ban lists?
Where there's only a restricted list. And the only thing that's banned is like anti-cards and dexterity cards. Yeah.
It's kind of interesting, like, looking at ban lists, like Smogon for competitive Pokemon scene. There's a Pokemon that is so broken that it is not even allowed on the list of broken Pokemon. Mega Rayquaza. But that's getting into Pokemon technicality, so let's not do that. But
one other thing I was going to say on the subject of toys, Lego is apparently working to go to a sustainable plastic by 2030.
That's good. I mean, 2030 is kind of a long time from now, but who knows if we'll even still have the world to
fair enough. Lego, as we know it, has been around for about 50 years, so. Yeah. But it's been made of what they call ABS plastic, which is near indestructible little Lego blocks, you know. But it's still heat malleable or whatever, and a lot of your bioplastics aren't durable.
I don't think I've ever had a broken Lego that I've ever come across in my life. They are built to last, though.
So it's a big deal when they're changing the formula, I think. It's pretty neat that they're trying to go green, at least.
Yeah, I mean, that's commendable.
But, that being said, Batman Day this weekend, being hijacked by Harley Quinn.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, it's her 25th anniversary, I believe. I don't know if, like, the date.
Another one divisible by 25.
Yeah! Yeah, it'll be this Saturday. We got some books. Free with purchase.
Yeah, I saw some of those covers were pretty neat. Yeah. We got a Dark Knight Returns homage. We got a detective, like, the... I think, like, Batman... Like, the first appearance of Robin. I saw that one. Whichever one that one was.
Oh, look, it's Harley Quinn naked, reading Harley Quinn.
Yep.
That's what all the Harley Quinn fans want.
There's a Harley Quinn girls, superhero girls, which is their Saturday morning version.
This just has a reprint of, I Am Bane.
Oh, that's kind of an odd one to do.
Then...
But, honestly, I miss the, like, Jester outfit, Harley Quinn. That was my favorite.
Yeah, instead of roller derby.
Yeah. Oh, well. Now we got the Margot Robbie version.
That might have an actual Harley Quinn story.
Impossible.
Yeah, this one has an actual Harley Quinn story.
Well,
with Red Tool.
I do really like the Dark Knight Returns spoof cover, though. That's pretty funny.
They should have, redid the story so Harley showed up at some point. That would have been a... technically, no. We're still recording.
Let's stop recording. Yeah, we're kind of...
Yeah, we're talking about the Harley comics.
The Harley Quinn guy.
Yeah. So, that is this Saturday.
Well, everybody else is at the Red Bull.
I've been to one of those before. It was really cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, see you next time. Comic City 2, Madison, Tennessee. Or find us online at comiccity2.com, outrightgeekery.com, facebook.com/comiccity2 or /outrightgeekery. Or find us at Comic City 2 on Instagram and all this other fun stuff. All right. Anybody want to say goodnight, Elaine?
Goodnight, Elaine.